啊，各位同龄，大家平安。
Peace be to all of you。
啊，感谢主，我们今天安息日能够在这边来聚会敬拜神。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus for allowing us this opportunity to worship Him this morning。
啊，愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God's blessings be bestowed upon all of you。
我们早上来谈圣经中的婚姻观。
This morning, the title of my sermon is the biblical concept of marriage.
我们来看希伯来书十三章。
First of all, please turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书的十三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse
4. 十三章第四节。
Chapter 13, verse 4 of Hebrews.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可误会。因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。这一节经文告诉我们
，This passage tells us，
婚姻要尊重
，That marriage should be honored by all，
而且是人人都要尊重
，And it must be honored by everybody。
因为婚姻是神所设立的
，Because we know that marriage is instituted by God。
所以我们尊重婚姻就是尊重神。
Because when we honor our marriages, then we are also honoring God.
你尊重婚姻，婚姻才能蒙福。
When you honor your marriage, only then your marriage will be blessed.
那尊重婚姻也尊重圣经的真理。
When you honor marriage, we also honor the truth of the Bible.
因为圣经里面有教导我们这个婚姻的一些正确的观念。
The Bible has taught us the correct and the true concept of marriage.
那现今的世代是邪恶的。
Because we know we are living in this evil generation.
也是淫乱的。
And it is also a generation full of wickedness and sin.
所以人常常不尊重婚姻。
Marriage these days are not being held honorable by many.
所以圣经说苟合行淫神是要审判。
That here says that God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
尊重婚姻不单是尊重神，尊重圣经的真理。
Not only do we honor God and the truth of the Bible when we honor marriage.
也包括尊重双方的父母。
We also honor both sides of the in-laws.
当然婚姻本身是男女双方。
Because we know that marriage is made up of the man and the woman.
所以男大当婚，女大当嫁。
And we know that everyone will end up married.
表示这个双方都已经长大成人。
And when you are mature, then you will be ready for marriage.
也要懂得尊重自己。
And when we are married, we know how to respect each other.
有些人不懂得尊重自己。
Some people, they have no self-respect.
所以在婚姻的事上就很随便。
Thus, they do not put a careful attention in their married life.
婚姻也要学习尊重对方。
When we are married, we must learn to respect the other spouse.
当然也不要忘记尊重双方的父母。
But let us not also forget to honor and give respect to our in-laws.
所以圣经虽然只有写两个字，尊重。
Even though this marriage,
the Bible says
that we must honor marriage.
它的意义是很广的。
This definition of honor encompasses many meanings.
那我们谈到这个婚姻人人当尊重。
When the Bible says that marriage should be honored by all.
圣经有很多经卷都是谈到婚姻。
There are many books in the Bible that refers to marriages.
创世纪有谈到婚姻的起源。
The book of Genesis described the beginning of marriage.
谈到神起初造人就是造男造女。
How in the beginning God created man and woman.
我们来看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis,
chapter 27 节。
Verse 27.
创世纪第一章27节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
神照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。这边谈到神造人是造男造女。
Here it says that God created male and female.
我们看二章十八节。
And let's continue with chapter 2, verse 18.
创世纪二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土所造成的野兽各样的走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜、空中的飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人还没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是就取他一条肋骨，把他肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造了一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。这边圣经告诉我们，
This passage until verse 25 tells us
婚姻是神设立的，
that God instituted marriage，
也是神所赐福的，
and it is also given by God，
也是神特别的安排的，
and it is also God's special arrangement。
所以十八节说，神说那人独居不好。
Thus here in verse 18, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone.
所以婚姻有一个目的，就是需要帮助。
And from here, we know that the purpose of marriage is to find a suitable helper.
让人有个伴侣。
To have a companion for one person.
让男人得到好的帮助。
And also for the man to have a good helper.
女人也得到依靠。
And for the woman to have someone that she can rely on.
所以在人的生活当中，
In a man's life，
传道书第四章也是这样写，
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 also says，
说两个人总比一个人好，
That it is better for two instead of one。
所以夫妻他是一生当中互相为伴偶的，
And a husband and wife is eternally together。
而且神不但让人得到依靠，得到帮助，
Not only God allows one to have someone they can rely on and a helper.
而且圣经也提到说，神要人得虔诚的后代。
And the purpose of marriage is also to produce godly offspring.
所以神设立这个婚姻。
So when God established marriages,
就是一夫一妻。
It is to have only one husband and one wife.
这个是圣经最原始的一个记载。
This is the basic principle and records of the Bible.
而且圣经说这个神从男人的肋骨来造了女人。
Here also refers that the Lord God made a woman from the rib of the man.
而且领她到跟前，称为骨中骨，肉中肉。
And when God brought the woman to the man, he says, "This is now bone of the man's bones."
所以夫妻他有非常亲密的关系。
And we know that the relationship between husband and wife is something that's very intimate.
那二十四节说婚姻有三个原理。
And in verse 24 says that there are three stages of marriage.
第一个就是离开。
The first is to leave.
离开父母。
To leave his father and mother.
表明这个人他已经身心成熟。
That means that this person is mature enough.
是能够独立。
They are able to become independent.
也不让父母操心。
And they will not cause their parents worry.
这个离开不是说抛弃父母于不顾。
To leave one's parents is not to neglect and to neglect his parents.
那跟妻子联合，彼此生活中能够互相的适应。
It is that they become united with his wife.
那再来说夫妻是一体的。
And here it says that the husband and wife must cleave together.
因为他是不能分开。
Because they can never be separated.
所以在有的地区称妻子叫牵手。
Some areas will describe their wife as one that they can hold their hands.
或者叫做内助。
Or a terms of endearment is that his the other half.
那保罗曾经提到说，丈夫是头，妻子是身体。
Paul also once described that the husband is the head.
所以这个头跟身体，它本身就是互相连属的。
And the wife is a body, so the head is always connected to the body.
是成为一体。
And they will become one.
而且夫妻在生活中啊是坦然的。
And we know that there is no fear between this husband and
wife. 彼此可以沟通了解。
You can always communicate and understand one another.
哦，所以圣经有这个道理的规范。
We know that the Bible taught us how to have this correct form of marriage.
那我们应该要去了解这个创世纪谈到这个婚姻观。
We have to clear and understand what the book of Genesis taught us about marriage.
但是啊，从亚当到挪亚时代。
From the time of Adam to Noah.
后来这个圣经第四章有创世纪第四章有讲。
And in Genesis chapter 4 again mentioned.
啊，十九节有提到说有一个拉麦。哦，就成为多妻制的开始。
That there's this person who married Lamech, married two women.
但是这个已经是属血气的。
But we know that this is already of the flesh and lust.
到了第六章，谈到人在地上渐渐多起来。
And in chapter 6 of Genesis says that the earth is filled with people.
那当时的人对婚姻啊不尊重了。
By this time, nobody honored marriage.
哦，就按着自己的意思随意嫁娶。
They depend on their own will to marry.
所以六章三节说，哈，人属血气。
And it says here that man is of the flesh.
到了第五节说地上罪恶很大。
And then in verse 5 of chapter 6, we see that there is great wickedness on the earth.
而且人终日所思想的都是恶。
And that every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart was evil.
因为这个婚姻一破碎，会影响到家庭。
Because we know once a marriage is broken, then the family will be greatly impacted.
也会影响到社会。
And this broken marriages also will affect
society. 那也把人带到罪里面来。
Broken marriage will also bring man to sin.
一个家庭里面。
A family.
如果婚姻不尊重，
if both parties don't honor marriages,
这个家庭当中啊也是很复杂的。
This family will become very complicated.
亚伯拉罕个人也有这种感觉。
And Abraham knew this firsthand.
因为他娶夏甲为妾之后，
because once he has a relationship with Hagar,
哦，这个家庭也是有纠纷。
And then we discover the strife and contention arose.
圣经里面把一些不是很好的也记录下来。
We know that the Bible records the bad and the good.
就是给我们做见解。
In order to serve as warnings for all of us.
啊，比如说罗德的女儿乱伦了。
For example, when Lot committed incestuous relationship with his daughter.
啊，后来所得到的是神的咒诅、刑罚。
What he received is God's punishment and discipline.
索多玛、俄摩拉，因为一味的行淫。所以带来是神烈火的审判。
And we know that the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is due to their wickedness.
所以圣经里面提到人啊，非常的硬心。
We know that the Bible describes man as one who is hard-hearted and stubborn.
所以没有尊重婚姻。
They do not honor marriages.
以至于摩西在这个颁布十条诫命的时候，
When Moses brought down the Ten Commandments,
神特别吩咐他要把它列在第七诫里面。
God especially reminded Moses to put this marriage in the seventh commandment.
这是神的诫命。
Because this was included in God's commandments.
所以摩西也颁布给百姓知道。
Thus Moses reminded the people of this particular commandment.
但是我们可以看到这个王国时代。
But yet we can see during the time of the kings,
百姓所行的，
all the acts of the people,
有的离开了神，
there are many people who abandon God,
没有尊重神的道理，
they refuse to obey God's word,
那有的在婚姻上随便了，
and some people, they took marriage very lightly,
比如说列王记上十一章，
for example, 1 Kings,
他有记载所罗门王。
It describes King Solomon.
他是特别蒙神恩待的。
We know that King Solomon was a very blessed man.
可是他后来因为娶了外邦女子。
But yet because he married many pagan wives.
结果这些外邦女子把他的心引导他偏移邪。
And it was these wives of his that led his heart away from worshiping God.
有的不但去拜了偶像。
And they even took Solomon to worship their gods.
甚至于带来了所罗门这个一生当中的一些污点。
And we also know that his wives is one of the cause of Solomon's downfall.
那今天这个世代，
In today's society,
我们更应该要留意，
all the more we have to pay attention.
所以到了马拉基书的时候
，When we come to the book of Malachi，
马拉基书当中
，In the book of Malachi，
啊，就特别强调这个婚姻。
It especially emphasizes marriage.
啊，看这个啊，马拉基书。
Please turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter two.
第二章十四节。
Verse 14.
马拉基书二章十四节
Malachi chapter 2 verse 14
你们还说这是为什么呢因为耶和华在你和你幼年所起的妻中间做见证他虽然是你的配偶又是你蒙耶的妻你却以诡诈对待他虽然神有灵的余力能够造多人他不是单造一人吗为什么只造一人呢乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔所以当谨守你们的心谁也不可以诡诈对待幼年所起的妻耶和华以色列的神说休妻的事和以强暴对待妻子的人都是我所恨恶的所以当谨守你们的心不可行诡诈这是万军之耶和华说的在旧约的最后一卷
In the last book of the Old Testament,
就是马拉基书
It is the book of Malachi.
因为它里面就特别强调
Here in this book, especially emphasizes
神他可以造更多的人啊
That God, he has the authority to create more than one person.
那为什么只造一个人呢
Why did he only create one?
他愿人得虔诚的后裔
Because he was seeking godly offspring.
再来就是婚姻它是一种盟约
Because we know that marriage is a covenant.
在箴言里面也是这样写。
This is also recorded in the book of Proverbs.
我们来看箴言。
Let's refer to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第二章。
Proverbs chapter 2.
箴言第二章。
Proverbs chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他离弃幼年的配偶。忘了神的盟约，婚姻是一种盟约。
Because we know that marriage is indeed a covenant.
那这种盟约它是有一种一生一世的关系的。
Because covenant means that it's an eternal contract.
所以在箴言里面，它有讲到这个婚姻观。
Thus, in the book of Proverbs, also mentioned several times about marriage.
它不但讲到这个婚姻是盟约。
Not only that, marriage is a covenant.
第五章的十五节到十七节。
But in chapter 5 and verses 15 also mention.
他也是讲到婚姻是一夫一妻的。
That marriage is composed of a husband and a wife.
不可有这个外遇或者第三者的介入。
You cannot have a third person to come between this husband and wife.
这样婚姻才是蒙福的。
Only then our marriages will be blessed.
但是社会变迁人的心也刚硬。
But because of the downturn in society and the hard-heartedness of man,
而且试探罪恶也多了。
And we know that temptations and wickedness abound.
那如果不谨慎，婚姻就会产生危机。
And if we are not watchful, then our marriage will come to a crisis.
所以这个婚姻当中有一种无形的杀手。
So we know that there is this formless murder in the marriage.
有时候有试探引诱罪恶很多。
Sometimes there are many temptations and sins that swirl around us.
我们有时候会听到说什么绯闻或者外遇。
We know that nowadays it's common to have an affair.
报纸上有时候会写出来。
And these are also recorded in the newspapers.
可是圣经它其实也常常提醒我们。
But yet the Bible has already forewarned us about this.
我们看箴言六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言的第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
六章的第二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 25.
箴言六章二十五节，你心中不要念慕他的美色，也不要被他的眼皮勾引，因为基尼使人只剩一块饼，淫妇猎取人宝贵的生命。二十七节，人若怀里揣火，衣服岂能不烧呢？人若火炭上走路，脚岂能不烫呢？这段经文提到说，怀里揣火，炭上走路。
These passages said that can a man walk on hot coals or a scoop fire into his lap?
这个花里揣火
And the fire into his lap.
衣服当然会烧着
Of course we know that naturally the clothes will be burned.
炭上走路，脚岂能不烫呢？
And of course, one's feet will be scorched if you walk on hot coals.
所以这个婚姻有时候会冲击到一个人的灵命。
We know that marriage sometimes will affect the life of a person.
一个人如果尊重神,
But yet, if we honor God,
他的婚姻是美满的,
then they will have a harmonious marriage.
他的婚姻是蒙神祝福的,
then their marriage will be greatly blessed by God.
所以箴言里面有说,
Thus, in the book of Proverbs, say,
这个美满的婚姻是神特别赐福,
that a blessed marriage is a great blessing from God.
这个19章里面说,
and in verse 19,
14节说, 房屋钱财祖宗遗留了。 19章的14节,
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14, has this to say, that the houses and wealth are inherited from parents.
房屋钱财祖宗遗留，贤惠妻子是神所赐。But
a prudent wife is from the Lord.
所以婚姻要蒙福啊，你要敬畏神。Thus,
in order to have a good and honorable marriage, you must fear God.
所以18章的22节说。And
in chapter 18, verse 22 also has this to say.
说得着贤妻是得着好处。That
he who finds a wife finds what is good.
他是蒙神的恩惠。And
they receive favor from the Lord.
所以你能够得到一个好的伴偶,
So when you are able to find a good partner,
你要去珍惜,
You must learn to treasure and appreciate,
而不要去忽略了他,
And not to neglect her,
而且要好好尊重婚姻,
And learn to respect your marriage,
好好去经营,
And to manage your marriage.
所以圣经, 这个很多经卷都在告诉我们,
The Bible has many teachings about marriage for us.
这个婚姻我们要建立一个正确的观念。
We must have this correct concept and understanding of marriage.
那刚刚谈到说婚姻是一种盟约。
We know that we have touched upon that marriage is a covenant.
那后来主耶稣啊又再提起。
And Jesus once again emphasized this point.
我们看马太福音19章。
Please refer to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音19章
Matthew chapter 19
第4节
Verse
4 我们先看第3节
Let's first read verse 3
法利赛人试探耶稣说 人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗? 耶稣回答说 那起初造人的是造男造女 并且说因此人要离开父母 与妻子联合 两人成为一体 这圣经你们没有念过吗? 既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分开。这边告诉我们，
Here, this passage tells us,
这个又把创世纪圣经婚姻的一个原理又再一次告诉我们。
Jesus here brought in the Genesis definition of marriage into this to tell us.
有人说结婚为什么戴戒指要戴？ 这个无名指
Some people ask why do we put the marriage ring on the ring finger?
有人说它离心脏比较那一条这个无名指直接通到心脏
It is because that particular finger connects us to our hearts.
那我想直接通到心脏的很多地方都可以通到心脏
But then I ask myself all the fingers they all connect to the hearts.
但是有 一个资料上面就这样写
But yet there is one particular book that
它是有一个原理的
And this book has a principle
我们或许可以试试看
Maybe we can try
当你把两只手相对的时候
Because when you put two hands together two set of fingers together
你这个指尖对指尖
And you let the palms face one another
你再把这个中指 弯过来
And you bend your middle fingers
你中指弯过来的时候 两个中指相对
And these two middle fingers will touch upon one another
然后你开始看
And then you'll observe
你的大拇指可以动吗?
Can your both thumbs move?
可以分开的
Yes, it can freely move
这个是代表你的父母
These thumbs represent our parents.
你的父母跟你生活在一起，有一天他要离开的。
Because we know that parents and children will one day have to leave.
父母跟我们一起生活，陪我们成长。
Our parents brought us up.
哦，当你结婚之后。
After we are married.
啊，可能就跟父母分开。
Then we will have to leave them.
当然，你也会利用时间回去探望你的父母。
But of course, sometimes you will come and pay a visit to your parents.
这个第二个就是食指。
And the second index finger.
这个就是你的兄弟姐妹。
This represent your siblings.
你的兄弟姐妹小时候跟你一起长大。
And you have siblings and you grew up with them.
他们成家立业也跟你分开了。
And when they grew up and got married, they will also leave you.
再来就是最小的这个小指。
And lastly is the pinkies.
就是以后你的儿女。
These represents your children.
你的儿女以后也会长大。
Because we know that our children in the future,
他也会跟你分开的。所以你看，大拇指、食指跟小指都可以分开，都可以动的。
And we know that the thumbs can move, the index finger as well as the pinkies.
好，那现在你可以看你的无名指，可以分开吗
？And what about your ring fingers? Can they be parted?
你试试看，它能分开吗
？Try it and see.
你一直要把它分开，分不开。
Even though you tried very hard, it is impossible to move them.
哎，这个很微妙的。
This is indeed amazing.
所以订婚的时候，戒指戴在无名指。
When we got engaged, we put the ring finger.
它不但是一种盟约。
Not only it is a covenant.
它也告诉我们。
This also tells us.
这个婚姻就是一生一世的。
That marriage is a one-time deal.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十九章说：“神配合的人不能分开。”
That's in Matthew chapter 19. It says that whatever God put together, let not man put asunder.
因为他不但是在神、在人、在你的父母、在你自己双方做见证。
Not only when you are married, you are bearing a testimony before God, before your parents, and before yourselves.
所以圣经的婚姻观它是非常正确的。
We know that the biblical concept of marriage is the true one.
它是一种盟约。
It is a covenant.
哦，所以我们要好好尊重神。
Thus we have to learn how to honor God.
到了新约时代。
Through our marriage, in the New Testament.
哎，这个保罗很关心这个婚姻跟家庭。
Paul was greatly concerned about marriage and family.
所以他在哥林多前书就说了。
Thus in 1 Corinthians, Paul has this to say.
看哥林多前书第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1。
哥林多前书第七章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1。
论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不敬女倒好，但要免淫乱的是，男子各当有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合宜的婚对待妻子。妻子对待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。第五节。
Verse five.
夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房。唯要专心祷告方可。以后人要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。那保罗在这边为什么讲这个道理呢？
What is the reason behind Paul's exhortation on marriage?
第一节说哈，男不敬女倒好。
It says that it is good for a man not to marry in verse 1.
所以男女的交往
The interaction between man and woman
不可随意或者苟合行淫
That we must have a boundary, clear boundaries.
男女应该要有分寸，有规矩的。
Because when man and woman relate to one another, they must respect their own limited boundaries.
所以我们一般谈到说婚前的保守，婚后也是要保守。
Thus, we must remain chaste before and after marriage.
所以这个男女的一个规矩，圣经也是告诉我们。
And the Bible clearly tells us about the boundaries between the interaction of man and woman.
所以这个世上淫乱的事很多。
We know that our society is filled with immorality.
但是夫妻这边提到说要以合宜的婚相待。
However, in the Bible also tells us that the husband and wife must treat one another equally.
第五节说不要彼此亏负。
And verse 5 also said that we must not deprive each other.
那第六章十八节有讲。
In chapter 6, verse 18 also says,
哦，要逃避淫行。
Exhort us to flee from sexual immorality.
任何的罪是在身子以外，唯独行淫是得罪自己的身子。
And it also says, all other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against
his own body. 哦，那我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
And we know that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那这个保罗在这边提到很多嫁娶的事情。
Here also, Paul continued to touch upon marriages.
啊，另外也谈到守童身的事情。
And it also talk about the virgins.
主耶稣也有讲到。
Our Lord Jesus also has this.
有的人为天国不嫁娶。
That some people for the sake of the kingdom, refrain from marriage.
哦，那是恩赐，不能强求。
However, this is not something that's compelled or forced, but it is something that's gifted.
哦，那如果有一方过世了。
When one becomes a widow or widower.
我们看第七章35-39节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 39.
丈夫活着，妻子被约束的；丈夫死了，妻子可以自由，随意再嫁。
A woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives, but if her husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes.
哦，但是要嫁在主里面的人。
But he must belong to the Lord.
保罗也是关心到这个嫁娶的问题。
And Paul also is concerned about remarriage.
但是如果有一方过世，他可以再嫁娶。
However, Paul he mentions that if our spouse passed away, then we are free to remarry.
但是这边是说，他可以随意再嫁，但是要嫁在主里面。
Though they are free to marry, but they must marry in the Lord.
那这个也是告诉我们说，婚姻如果有共同的信仰，这是最美的了。
He also refers further that when we marry in the Lord, it will be more blessed.
因为有时候信仰不一样。
Because when we have two different faiths in a marriage,
对婚姻也是一种冲击。
And it will have a negative impact.
因为信仰不一样，
part of the marriage.
有时候会观念不同。
Because different faith will have different concepts.
哦，当然也要彼此去适应。
But of course, we must learn to relate to one another.
所以保罗在哥林多后书里面说，信跟不信不相配。
Thus, in Paul in 2 Corinthians also said, what has believers has to do with unbelievers?
哎，他是讲到说，有共同的信仰哦，对婚姻会有帮助的。
It is because what Paul refers meant is that when you have one faith, then you have a better marriage.
但是也有不同信仰的。
But of course, there are people who married with different religions.
那这个怎么办呢？
What shall we do next?
我们来看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter.
啊，彼得前书。
1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
啊，彼得前书第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样如果有不信从道理的丈夫，虽然他们不听道，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。有的丈夫没有信呢。
Because we know that there are some husbands who are not believers.
但是要感化他。
But we have to change them, transform them.
哦，对信仰是有帮助的。
And that will have a good impact on faith.
那有时候我们有些人会认为说因为主内的对象不多。
But then some people have this excuse that there's just not enough partners to go around in the church.
哦，所以这个外邦人也可以。
Thus we can relax ourselves and marry outside the Lord.
哦，当然婚姻都是自己去选择。
But of course, at the end of the day, it is our own decisions.
但是圣经有提醒我们。
But the Bible has these reminders for us.
啊，就是说这个外邦有时候还是有冲击的。
That outsiders may pose a risk.
如果有事先的预防，总比事后的治疗好。
Of course, we know that prevention is better than cure.
所以能够避免，当然要避免它。
If something is preventable, let us use prevention method.
这个《生命记》第七章有这样写。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, also has this to say.
生命记第七章的第三节啊。
Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 3.
啊，不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿，因为他会使你的儿子转离，不跟从主去侍奉别神啊，以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作，速速将你们灭亡。这个是提到说，这个信仰不一样。
Here refers to marrying with different religions.
哦，对婚姻有一种冲击啦。
And we know that this is a great risk to marriage.
哦，当然我们在教会的一个立场。
In our context today, in the church,
我们道理有道理的规范。
We know that there is this dynamics in our truth.
哦，应该避免或者防患的。
We try to avoid or prevent.
我们要留意一些后遗症。
And we have to know what is the effect of our decision.
好，那当然有时候有一些个案，就是说啊，青年有外邦的对象。
But of course, there are some special cases where the youths have friends who are outsiders.
当然，我们也要用正面去辅导他。
And we must encourage them in a positive way.
也能够帮助他。
And not only that, we must help them.
建立一个正确的婚姻。
To establish the correct concept of marriage.
哦，当然这个以辅导啊，应该是比较积极面。
Of course, counseling is the most proactive way to go about.
那圣经里面的婚姻观
，The Bible concept of marriage，
跟我们现在的婚姻观可能有些地方是不同的。
Is very different from what we know of.
啊，有些人认为只要不违背国家的法令
，A lot of people said as long as our marriages are legal, that's okay.
哦，就是合法的婚姻呢、啊。
As long as our marriage is legal.
比如说，现今的世代有同性恋。
For example, in the society, they have legalized homosexual marriages.
哦，因为尊重人权，所以同性恋的可以在教堂证婚。
And because of a human rights issue, you will be allowed to get married with your homosexual partner in the church.
那这个圣经是啊憎恶这个事情的。
But we know that the Bible abhors homosexual marriages.
在利未记的十八章里面是这样写。
And this is also recorded in Leviticus chapter 18.
我们看利未记十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 18.
利未记十八章。
Leviticus chapter
18, 22节
verse 22.
不可跟男人苟合，像与女人一样，这是可憎恶的。啊，这个是一种同性恋的。
This passage describes what homosexual look like.
我们看罗马书。
Let's again refer to the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章的26节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
啊，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。他们的女人也把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。这边告诉我们，同性恋是神不容许的。
We know that this passage tells us that God abhors homosexual acts.
也是违背圣经的真理的。
And this is also going against the truth of the Bible.
哦，所以啊，虽然有的国家法令上是容许的。
Even though in some countries they have legalized homosexual acts.
哦，但是在道理上是啊。不被同意的。
But yet we know that this is not right in the Bible context.
而且圣经说这是神所憎恶的。
And we know he also says that God detests homosexuality.
婚姻我们要建立一个正确的观念。
It is important for us to have a correct biblical concept of marriage.
能够遵守圣经的教训。
To learn what the Bible has to say about this.
所以保罗他在这个以弗所书里面哥罗西书里面都谈到夫妻的这个关系。
Paul in the book of Ephesians and Colossians also referred to the dynamics between husband and wife.
说做丈夫的是头，妻子的好像身体。
That the husband is the head and the wife is the body.
哦，那做丈夫的要爱妻子。
And as a husband, you must love your wife.
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And as a wife, we must respect.
那做头当然是一个管理。
Of course, a head represents a manager.
他要负起责任。
He will be responsible and accountable.
用一种爱的关怀，而不是权的辖制。
But he will proceed with love and not with authority.
所以丈夫要爱妻子。
Thus, husbands must love their wives.
好像基督爱教会。
Just like how Christ loved the church.
而且为教会舍己。
And how Christ sacrificed for the church.
所以丈夫要有这种舍己的心。
Thus, the husbands must have a sacrificial heart.
那妻子顺服丈夫。
And the wives, on the other hand,
好像教会顺服基督吗？
Just like how the church submit to the authority of Christ.
哦，圣经有这个道理的规范，也告诉我们夫妻不要彼此亏负。
Thus, the Bible also tells us that the norms of marriages is that we must not, deprive one another.
更能够同心同行。
And to walk as one.
那当然，我们今天从圣经来谈婚姻观。
And today we have touched upon the biblical concept of marriage.
那我们也很盼望主内的青年。
And we also sincerely hope that the youths of our church
能够为婚姻祷告。
That you will learn to pray for your marriages.
就像创世纪二十四章所讲的。
Just like what is written in Genesis chapter 24.
亚伯拉的老仆人。
That the old servant of Abraham.
为以撒去娶这个妻的时候。
When he was looking for a wife for his master's son Isaac.
他向神祷告。
He prayed.
求神使他遇到好机会。
He prayed for success.
所以我们要把终身的事交托在神的手里。
Thus we must surrender the eternal matters to God.
能够祷告来信靠神。
To pray and to rely on God.
那已经结婚的。
And for those of us who are already married.
要好好珍惜你的另外一半。
We must learn to treasure and appreciate our other half.
好好建立你的家庭。
To properly manage our families.
家庭是世界上最美的地方。
Because we know that family is the most beautiful place on earth.
因为男女结婚之后就成家立业。
Because once a husband and wife married, they establish a home.
有儿女，有孩子。
And later on, the children will come.
婚姻能够建立起来。
When we are able to establish well our marriage.
那家庭能够经营得好。
Then, and we can manage our marriage well.
他才可以算是真正的成功。
Only then you will be considered a successful person.
你今天事业很成功，家庭破碎了。
Even though you may be very successful in your career, but yet you have a broken family.
你不能算是真正的成功。
Then you cannot be truly successful.
因为那是你事业成功，金钱也换不回来的。
Because a broken marriage cannot be brought back by your career or by the amount of money you have.
美国老布希总统。
In the U.S., there is this George Bush Senior.
有一次记者问他。
One day, a reporter asked him.
说总统先生，你一生当中有很多成就，很多成功的业绩。
Mr. President, you are a very successful man and you accomplish many things.
你认为你最成功的是哪件事？
Can you tell me which is what defines your success?
他非常谦卑地说。
And he humbly replied to this reporter.
我最成功的就是说我的孩子会回来看我。
Is that my children still come back to see me?
虽然很简单一句话。
Even though this is a very, very simple reply.
他说我最成功就是我的孩子会回来看我。
He said his most successful thing is that his children still comes back to see
him. 父母跟儿女。
The relationship between parents and children.
也是很亲密的。
It is something that's very intimate and close.
夫妻。也是最好的另一半。
And our partners is also our best helpers.
所以我们家庭要好好去珍惜。
Thus we must learn to appreciate our family.
让神能够赐福给我们每个家庭。
We pray that God will continue to bless our families.
有一个记者，他去采访了几对婚姻成功的这个夫妻。
And there is this reporter who went around interviewing those people who have long marriages.
他去采访了一个军人。
And he went to this particular soldier.
他说你婚姻成功的秘诀在哪里？
And this reporter asked him, why is your marriage so successful?
这个军人本色，他说 擒贼先擒王，斗智不斗力，攻心为上。
And this retired soldier replies that he concentrated on the positive instead of the negative.
哦，这个军人当然有他的想法。
Of course, this is what he feels.
就是说，你要抓住对方的心呐。
Is that you got to catch the heart or the positive attributes of the other partner?
这个记者去问一个工程师。
And then this reporter went to ask another engineer.
哎，说你成功。婚姻成功的秘诀在哪里？
He says, where is the secret of your successful marriage?
他说哦，建筑哦，基础最重要。
He says, to have a correct foundation.
那幸福家庭的根基就是在彼此相爱。
Because we know that the foundation to a good marriage is to love one another.
一个家庭当然也要打好基础。
Of course, it is important to establish a good foundation in our marriage.
哦，用爱去打根基。
To put love into
the foundation. 在爱中建立自己。
And to build ourselves up in love.
这个记者又去问一个律师。
And this reporter then went next to the lawyer.
他说：“你婚姻成功的秘诀在哪里？”
And he said, "Can you share with me the success of your marriage?"
他说：“世上讲理的地方是法庭呐。”
He says, "In the society, we talk about legal things."
但是不讲理讲爱的就是家庭。
But yet, in family matters, we don't get into legalistic matters.
后来这个记者又问一个艺术家。
And then the reporter then went to ask an artist.
哦，说你婚姻成功秘诀在哪里？
He says, can you share with me the secret of your successful marriage?
哎，他说我发现啊，这个灵魂的美哦，比外在的美更美。
And he said, I realized the beauty of a person's soul instead of the beauty, exterior beauty.
哦，所以你会看到这个生命的美丽。
You can learn to appreciate the beauty of life.
哦，这种属灵的美。
This spiritual beauty.
尤其我们今天有信仰。
Especially we today we have this Christian faith.
后来他去问了一个做生意的人。
And next he went to a merchant.
这个做生意的人就说了。
And this merchant told him.
你没有投资，哪里能够得到利益？
That when you don't put in any investment, then how can you have a payback?
啊，所以家庭要好好去投资，好好去经营。
Thus, we must learn to invest well in our marriage, in our family.
让我们每个人的婚姻跟家庭都是蒙神祝福的。
And we pray that all our marriages and families will be greatly blessed by God.